I hadn't gotten like 30 or 40 pounds overweight, but I had just gotten soft. Wasn't proud of what I saw. And it was that day, that feeling that it gave me when I saw myself in the mirror, I knew I had lost my edge. I made a promise and an agreement with myself. I said, I'm never going to feel like this again. I went back to just this identity of being an athlete, living like an athlete, and looking like an athlete. And I remember how that made me feel. And so that's just what I committed myself to, is I've identified myself with that individual. And what we refer to that guy as now is just being the uncommon man. And so I've aligned myself with being that uncommon man. And that's what's continued to drive me today. Not always easy to wake up in the morning, but I do it. I do it. I do the work because I'm living and leading a life in alignment in accordance to that man that I'm looking to build and I'm going to continue to build.
We believe that you are strong by design and you were made in God's image to have a strong body, mind, and spirit. You're listening to the number one Strength and Health Authority podcast in the world. So let's get ready to unlock your potential and transform your life in today's episode.
Hello there. Welcome to the Strong by Design podcast show. Hosting today, Coach Chris Wilson. So glad to have you on the show. We are in for another fantastic conversation that's a long time coming. This is a gentleman that we have a long history with that I've been meaning to have on the show for several months now, and I've been consuming his content for quite a long time. This is a guy that does what we like to do here at Strong by Design. He GSDs. He gets stuff done. And he is who he appears to be type of guy. He practices what he preaches. And that's a huge part, I think, of stepping up and being a man and taking action and doing what you say you're going to do and all those fun things that we're going to kind of dive into here. We like to have these conversations on Strong by Design on a regular basis where we can talk to other strong men. God knows the world needs more strong men in the world, guys who are providing and protecting and doing and working and moving in the world. And so I love to highlight that when I come across it. That's what we live by here at Strong by Design with founder of Critical Bench, Mike Westerdahl, and myself and other team members. And so it's great to be surrounded by that, but then also to talk about it and promote it and put it out there into the world, because the world really needs more of these conversations right now from a positive place, too. We're not trying to, you know, come down on anybody in today's conversation at all. We're really just trying to talk about the power of masculinity and the greatness of men and stepping into your greatness and your fears and overcoming obstacles in life and things like that. It's very, very important to talk about that. What I'd like to do first, though, is say thank you so much to our new listeners for finding the podcast. Maybe 2023 is the year for you to get into podcasting, listening to podcasts, and you just came across our show, so welcome. You're in for a treat. Every single week we release a new episode here. We are in our fifth year of the podcast, and we're doing better every single month. It seems like we continue to hit new records and more downloads and reaching more people across the world, which is really exciting. To all of our return listeners, great to have you back. Thank you for your support. And if you would, if you haven't already, hit that 5 stars and leave us a review, if you would, on whatever platform you listen. Those reviews really help people find the show, help people, you know, get an idea of what the show is all about, and that can really lead others to our show. So thank you for that. So our special guest today, a terrific, strong, muscly type of guy. His name is Travis Stetzel. We have, like I said, a long history of doing some work with him back in the day when Critical Bench was definitely more about just muscle and strength and like 99% a masculine audience we were reaching. And we've kind of changed our model over the last decade plus. But Travis like lives in this world and just crushes it. And I love his content at Forged Father. It's really, really good stuff. and he is in terrific shape. He helps people. He coaches people. He keeps people in great shape. He helps people smash through plateaus and to stay strong and to just keep on the straight and narrow path, really, when it comes to getting through the many excuses and overcoming the obstacles that life throws at us, right? We get older, we get married, we have kids, we have careers, but you can still stay fit and strong even with all of that responsibility. So Travis, welcome to the show, dude. So great to have you.
Hey, thanks, Chris. I appreciate it, man. A lot of kind words there. And yeah, it's been some years since we first connected, and it's amazing how things change over time. But I think you can agree with me, you know, fitness still remains a linchpin. So.
Oh, without question, dude. And what's cool is people love consistency and things they can count on. And I feel like that's a big part of what you offer with what you help your followers with and people that come to you for coaching and guidance, is like you've been doing what you do at a high level for many years. And there was a post I think you had done, might have been recently, might have been several weeks ago. I think it was a picture of you and your wife like 10 years ago or pre-kid and then with four kids. And it was kind of, it's almost like you guys look no different. And it was really just a testament to what you are doing, you know, what you're capable of when you set goals and you have a plan to reach those goals. And the fact that you have a teammate and your wife, you know, the supportive, it takes a supporting cast. And so I just think that's so awesome. But before we get to kind of where you are, you know, like right now and all the awesomeness, let's dial back a few years, if you would. Like, what kind of – were you an athlete growing up in your teenage years, your early 20s? Were you always fit? Were you always in great shape? Or was this something that really took a lot of effort?
You know, we go way back. Fitness has always been a part of my life because my dad got me into fitness. And what really got me into fitness was outwork the competition. You know, so one of the – early sports that I got involved in was wrestling, and I love that sport. It's probably my favorite sport out of all the sports that I've ever done because it teaches you so many lessons. But my dad got me into fitness early by just getting me into push-ups, pull-ups, you know, sprints, you know, building your fitness so you're ready for the competition. And so that was, I can remember my first weight set that he got. Gosh, I want to say it was fourth grade, maybe. And so that got me involved in just, you know, physical fitness, involved in sports growing up, you know, playing football, wrestling, track, baseball, played some football and baseball in college, stuck with football post-college, played a little bit of pro ball, tried out for some NFL teams. Did a number of combines, and in the process, that's really what got me heavily involved in, you know, the development side of things. I took it upon myself to figure out how to get stronger, how to get faster, how to get more explosive so I could show up to these combines and really put on a show, you know, not playing at a Division I school. You know, I needed to do something to get myself on the map. And so in that, that's really what kind of got me interested in the strength and conditioning side of things. Because when I finally realized my dream of playing in the NFL wasn't going to happen, that's when I got involved on the other side of the coin, so to speak, and started coaching. So, but yeah, I've always been involved in athletics. Fitness has always been a huge part of my life. And so it's always come easy to me. And like I mentioned earlier, I feel like, you know, fitness has always been the linchpin. You know, it's how I met my wife. My wife was a trainer. We coached at separate gyms, and that's how we started dating. And, you know, fitness has always been a part of our life, and, you know, our kids, they're starting to get involved with it as well. And, I feel it's not everything, obviously. It's just a piece, but it helps drive forward a lot of the other things in your life.
No, absolutely. If you're really I have yet to find somebody that's super disciplined with their fitness, with their exercise and stuff, and the rest of their world is just falling apart. It's not typically that way. It usually bleeds into other areas of your life, and you find success elsewhere as well. And when you're really owning like your own health and fitness and being strong for yourself, which makes you strong for other people as well. There's one thing that you had said right at the start there that I just want to touch on briefly, was that it was your dad that kind of was a huge catalyst in your desire to be fit, strong, tough, all those things. You have a good relationship with your pops?
My dad, he's still one of my heroes to this day. Just how caring, loving he is, and just how hard he works. So my dad has always owned a construction company. And so not only did he get me into fitness, but he put me through some hard work growing up, you know, working construction, you know, so tearing down buildings, putting up buildings, pouring a lot of concrete. You know, he was always giving me, you know, kind of the bitch jobs on the site, you know, carry that over there to there, you know? And so, but just seeing, you know, what he was able to create for our family, just has really inspired me, and it still inspires me today to, you know, work hard enough and you're going to earn what it is you desire. Right. And so not only did he get me involved in fitness, but he also got me involved in kind of blazing my own path. To be honest with you, I've had a number of jobs, where I've actually had bosses, you know, and that was just through college. Outside of that, I've always been my own boss and have just always created my own thing and found a way to get it done and build my own little empire, which he really drove me to do that early on.
Yeah. Massive carryover when you have it from your dad, having a strong dad, a leader, and getting those kids learning life's lessons at a young age. I didn't always have a great relationship with my father. He was a bit of a disciplinarian. He was an alcoholic. He had his shortcomings for sure. But one thing he did have was an incredible work ethic. And that definitely bled into my life, my brother's life, where being successful, working hard, I can't say it came easy. It just felt right. Mm-hmm. It feels natural to work hard. And to not be lazy and to earn what you get. Those are lessons I think you only learn through experience, for sure. But I love hearing that. I love for the audience to know that there are still strong men because of their strong dads and how vitally important that is. The family model doesn't seem to get all the accolades that it should. But when you have a strong family unit, that creates strong people. And that's awesome. Love that. So you were on the verge. I didn't even realize that you had gone quite that far in your football life to the point where you were actually hopeful and going to like the combine and like trying to. So were you trying to be like a walk-on at the combine as like a.
Yeah, I got invited to a number of combines. There was a big one that I went to in Vegas that my dad actually came with me on. So we spent a couple of days out there and he had a blast. And I actually performed near the top. So I think I had the second fastest 40-yard time, which was laser. And I ran a 4.38. And then I had a 38.5-inch vertical. I had the fastest L drill. I remember that. I was the fastest L drill there. And, you know, funny story with that. So I run the L drill and the guy timing it, you know, At first I thought I had done something wrong because he's like, son, come on over here for a second. I was like, what did I do? Did I make a mistake? And he puts his arm around me. And this is a black guy. And he's like, and he looks at me, he's like, and he shows me the timer. He's like, you sure you don't have any black in you? And he's just like joking with me. And it was a great experience. And I had a couple conversations with some AFL teams. So I did play some pro arena football. And I actually played professional football in Brazil. So that was a number of years later. One of my buddies actually married a girl, and they moved down to Brazil, and they have a full-on legit American style football league in Brazil, and it's grown to become something pretty big. And so I went down there and played a couple of seasons down there. Originally went down there to be a strength and conditioning coach because it was complete chaos down there. Like, they don't have the facilities that we have up here. So went down there to just coach and, you know, teach strength and conditioning. And they asked me if I wanted to play, and I was like, hell yeah, I'll suit up again. So, but yeah, I had a number of opportunities. And I mean, you get to a point where, yeah, maybe you're making $500 a game, $1,000 a game here and there, but is that going to get it done? Probably not. So that's when I switched gears and went on the other side.
Right. Wow, funny, man. Well, that's a funny similarity too to Mike. Mike Westerdahl, you know, he played college football here, Division, I think it was Division One. Central Connecticut was like Division One, two A or whatever it was. And he had a nice college career, and then he went over. He was in Sweden for a period of time playing football. Yep. And then he gravitated to coaching, and while Critical Bench in its early years was just kind of running in the background, and then before he kind of gave it his 100% effort.
Right.
But, you know, it's going back like, you know, over 20 years now.
Oh,
it's
crazy,
you know.
It's been some time.
Yeah, man. So that's terrific. I love that. So you get through, you know, this point in your life where you realize, okay, maybe I should be more on the coaching side of things and start to work with people, help people, kind of achieve a level of fitness and strength that I've been able to attain and hold on to. What would you say is one of those guidelines for you that is something you'll never veer off of? Like, when it comes to staying in great shape year round, I don't think I've ever seen you out of shape. What's one of those major players in you maintaining your physique?
Right. So, and this is a key tenet inside of our program now, and that is, it's all based upon living in alignment with this ideal self that you want to be, but more importantly, you want to give to the world. And so for me, going way back, you know, after I was done competing in football, I had lost that competitive fire, and I kind of found myself lost. And I did do a bodybuilding show. I went through that whole process, did a show. I actually won, and I was like, shoot, maybe this is something I get into. And I had actually signed up for like a pro qualification show. And I was just going through the process, and I just started to lose the drive to work out. Like, these workouts I was doing, I knew I had to build my legs up. My calves are like string beans. And I had hired a bodybuilding coach to help me with it, and I just hated the workouts, hated the diet process of it. And I remember sitting on I was sitting in a calf machine, right? And I was supposed to do like 20 sets of calf raises in this thing. And I'm sitting there resting in between sets, just kind of looking around. And hopefully you don't mind if I cuss, but I just said to myself, like, what the f*** am I doing? Like, I don't have any desire or fire to do this again. And I just kind of drifted off path for a bit, started to drink, party with my friends. And I just wasn't living that lifestyle. And I could kind of feel it. And it took me to see myself in the mirror. And I hadn't gotten like 30 or 40 pounds overweight, but I had just gotten soft. And I looked just, wasn't proud of what I saw. And it was that day, that feeling that it gave me when I saw myself in the mirror, I knew I had lost my edge. And that feeling that I had, I made a promise and an agreement with myself that day. I remember it clear. I said, I'm never going to feel like this again, right? And so I went back to just this identity of being an athlete, living like an athlete, and looking like an athlete. And I remember how that made me feel. And so that's just what I committed myself to, is, and I've identified myself with that individual. And what we refer to that guy as now is just being the uncommon man. You know, amongst common men this day and age, they just settle on average and just kind of check the boxes, and they're okay with, you know, looking fat and being fat and not having the energy that they want and not having the confidence that they want. And so I've aligned myself with being that uncommon man, and that's what's continued to drive me today. And so it's easy, you know, not always easy to wake up in the morning, but I do it. I do it. I do the work because I'm living and leading a life in alignment in accordance to that man that I'm looking to build and I'm going to continue to build.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love that. And again, that's when you got that figured out for yourself and you're following that, that's going to dictate how everything it unfolds in your life, how you walk through life, walk through your day. And I love that you're so dialed in and you've maintained that now for how long since you made that promise to yourself?
Years, man. That was 2000 and I want to say it was 2004.
Right. So you're coming up on 20 years of holding yourself accountable and living up to a promise, which is a huge part of where people fail. And I put myself there too, because I can't say I've held myself to that same standard that you have over a 2-decade period of time. I would love to. I've had moments, but not at that level. But I think for a lot of guys, when your belief system, and you've talked about this in so many of your posts and stuff, when your belief system fails you, when you believe something about yourself, even if you're trying to make change in your life, if your inner voice, your internal voice, isn't matching with whatever that goal is, like it's not going to happen. The two things must come together, must work together. Like you said, the alignment part. And when you tell yourself something, it's almost like you know you're lying to yourself.
It's just upholding integrity with self. You know what I mean? And so that's really where it all starts, is, you know, just kind of giving you insight on our process. It all begins with a vision. Like, what is your vision? Your mission, vision, purpose. You know, getting really, really clear with what that is for you. You know, how you look, how you feel, how you operate on a day-to-day basis, what you do for a living, how your relationships are, you know, all that stuff. You got to get really clear with that. And then you connect it to that purpose. You ask yourself, well, why the hell is this even important? You know, why? You know, you get down to the core of it all. You connect the two, then the mission becomes really, really clear. It's just, it's upholding the standards that you set for yourself, taking the actions necessary to, you know, uphold this vision and remain in alignment with this character that you create for yourself, this identity, right? And so I find that interesting, because I can look back into, you know, my high school years. There wasn't in wrestling in particular, there wasn't an individual that I came across other than a couple, and I can remember them, and they're just straight savages, and they're, you know, Division I champions. But nobody ever overpowered me. Nobody was faster or stronger than me, but they were mentally stronger than me. And I'll just share this story, because I've gone through a major identity shift. And it took years and years and years, because I wasn't aware of it. And I'll never forget this day. You know, we were coming back from a big wrestling tournament. I want to say this was in seventh grade. It's this big wrestling tournament in Tulsa. And two other kids that I grew up with, they were just straight badasses. They were savages. They were state champions. They got sons that have been multi-state champions. I mean, their whole family is just savages. I remember their dad. And we went to this tournament, and I wrestled twice, got beat twice. Two in barbecue. So we put all this time, all this effort into going down to Tulsa, this big, one of the biggest wrestling tournaments they have, Tulsa Nationals. And I'll never forget this. On the way back, you know, it's middle of the night. We're driving back to from Tulsa, and our dads are conversing in the front. I can kind of overhear what they're saying. Everybody else is, you know, sleeping. And I'll never forget, this dad says to my dad, he's like, "You know what Travis's problem is? Travis is just a big he's mentally weak." And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll show him, right? I remember that night we got home. I didn't say a word the rest of the trip. Got home, dad went to sleep. I to this day, I still don't know how my parents didn't wake up, because I went directly into my room and I cranked Metallica. And I can't even tell you how many sets of like bench press and pull ups. And I was doing everything. I was just working out middle of the night. I didn't give a shit. I was just so heated because of that comment. But it really didn't change anything. I continued to work my ass off. I was the hardest worker in the weight room, football, wrestling, didn't matter. In fact, my baseball coach in college said I needed to stop training because I was, you know, he's like, "You're getting way too big. You're not going to be able to swing the bat correctly," right? But either way, what I never connected was I didn't have that mental edge. I had the physical edge. And going through high school, I never was a state champion, but I should have been. I had all the tools, but I didn't have the mental edge. I would lose before I'd even step on the mat. And so I look back at that and I reflect on that. And my senior year, like, I was ranked second all year. And I choked. I didn't even medal. I didn't even medal at state because I choked mentally. And so I look back at that, and it was a number of years ago, and I was like, that's it. I gotta flip the switch mentally. And it's linked to your identity. And this is the first tenet inside of the Forged Father, and that is faith. Faith in self. Faith in purpose. We're all being called to do something, and that's not to be average and mediocre. It's to be great, but we gotta take that upon ourselves, and then we gotta have the faith in ourselves that we can do it. And so you forget about the doubt, the fears, the uncertainties. Go do the work and overcome that. And up to that point, you know, years ago, I was letting fear, doubt, uncertainty, scarcity even to, you know, rule my world. And that's because I was linked to that identity. And so today, that's what really fuels me. But I know a lot of people, like, I just had a conversation with a fellow dad 2 days ago. It's been 5 years, been struggling to lose this 40 pounds. He'll lose 20 of it, then he'll gain it back. He'll lose 20 of it, he'll gain it back. And when I asked him, I said, "My man, when we take a look in the mirror, like, who do you see staring back at you?" I already knew the answer before he said it. He's like, "I see a fat has been that's just a failure." I was like, "How are you supposed to succeed with that type of identity? You don't even know it, but subconsciously, that's who you are. And so every time you start to lose this weight, you self-sabotage yourself because you're just going right back to who it is you truly are. So until we change that, you're never going to get over the hump. You can continue to try this diet, that workout program. It's not the external, it's the internal stuff. And that's what needs to be fixed." So, but yeah, I'll never forget that. And I oftentimes reflect back on that night. And it took me years and years and years to finally connect the dots and say, for that long, I had been linked to being just that mental midget. And that's what needed to be fixed.
Oftentimes in life, when someone tells us something that we really do not like hearing, it's because they're really close to the truth.
Oh, he was spot on.
Yeah.
He was spot on.
But we don't like.
Yeah, something you mentioned at the very beginning, especially in this day and age, I mean, anymore, you do got to kind of tiptoe around and, you know, you can't be fully open and honest, which is unfortunate because a lot of times guys need to hear the truth. They need to hear the truth. They want to be told, you know, something different to make them feel all, you know, warm and fuzzy inside and comfortable. And that's just because they know they're not doing the things that they need to be doing. Right? And, you know, something you were talking about that earlier, and it's interesting because when you deliver the full ugly truth on somebody to hold them accountable, they take that as an attack because they know it's true. Right? So
all you're trying to do is just get real and be truthful and not hold back and put it out there. And, you know, that's how you get past things. It's how you recover or heal or get beyond stuff is when you're not tiptoeing. You just go right at it straight. And I love people who are straightforward in their delivery with things.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. You gotta be in. There's a certain level of tact that you use with it. Like, again, you're not here to just completely break somebody down and, you know, beat them down into the dirt, but they do need to hear the truth. You know, and oftentimes with a lot of the dads that, you know, we bring into the program, before even stepping across that line, like, they do need to hear that ugly truth, because if not, they're just going to go back to their soft, comfortable ways. And sometimes it just takes another man to say, that ain't going to get done, boy. Right? Like, you're just going back to what you know to be true. And is that what you really want? Well, you say you want this. It's time to act in alignment and live in alignment.
Yeah, some people just want confirmation of how their comfortable life from the people they're surrounded by. You know, they don't want that person calling them out. But, you know, speaking of being called out, you had a post way back when I had first reached out to you. I was like, okay, I got to get this guy on the show, and it's great because I think people are so used to seeing fit, strong, lean muscle people on Instagram, on social media, whatever it is, and they will say, well, you know, you're just cheating anyway because you're on the sauce, you're not natural, whatever. You know, there's a lot of that going around. And you had a great rant just talking about, like, well, I am a professed natural, you know, lifter, athlete, and sometimes hard for people to understand that you can actually get this fit, look this good, and do it naturally. And just talk about that a little bit, because I think so many people instantly, they see somebody that's in amazing shape, you know, sub 10% body fat. They got muscles on muscles. They got like kind of like the dream physique. And it's like, well, hell, man, I'm like 34 years old. I got a wife. I got kids. There's no way I could look like that guy.
Right. The expectations are off, number one, right? Like, in the day and age that we live in, everybody wants things so quickly. They want that instant gratification. Because with a lot of things out there, you can get instant gratification. You know, I could go into the whole, you know, chatbot, or not the chatbot, but the AI side of things coming out. Like, you know, we won't even go there, but it's just, especially in the fitness industry, like, everything's so hyped up, you know, 6 weeks to shredded this. And, you know, people expect to get fast results. And when they don't, they're quick to jump ship. And then they denounce what they gave up on. So people can't even, a lot of people out there, and it's funny, and this post came off of, you know, a guy dropped some, and I get these comments like all the time, like steroids, like TRT, you know, and that's all they'll say, you know. Yeah, what about the extra juice you got to take, right? It's like, these dudes can't even fathom achieving those types of results because they're unwilling to put in the work. They're just not disciplined enough. And maybe they have tried, but they gave up. So how could they ever know? And so it's easy just to, you know, put it off on that, right? And it doesn't help that, you know, you got guys like Liver King, which, you know, I think anybody that knows what's up. And I gotta tell you though, like, he was very convincing for a second there. I got so many questions about that, and I was actually blown away when he actually, you know, came clean about it. But there was a brief second where I was like, because knowing what I've been able to achieve right. by living a disciplined lifestyle and the way he portrays it, and knowing how much money and resources that he has, like, maybe truly, legitimately, this guy is, I don't know. I've never ate liver myself, but maybe there is something in that, right?
Right, right.
But when he came out about it, obviously, you know, now people are, too, you can't look that way and, you know, do it naturally. And so they start to go after other people. I think I was, maybe as you or somebody else tagged me in a post with, I don't know what his, I've never heard of him until then, Paul Sklar or something like that. Dude's jacked. He's like 50 and he's completely jacked. And you can tell, like, he's natural. That guy's natural. He just lives a lifestyle. He's been doing it for 20 years, 25 years. But that's the thing, is people are, they don't get it. They don't understand it because they haven't been through it. So don't compare your 2 years of training and eating clean to my 15. Because you haven't put in the work yet. Continue to put in the work, and you'll figure it out. If you're disciplined and, you know, truly committed enough. You know, a lot of people say that they want these changes, and that they desire this physique. But the question that they got to ask themselves is, are you just interested in that, or are you truly committed to it? Because here we are. It's Friday the 13th, January 2023. Most of the people that set resolutions and said to the world that this is my year, they've already given up.
Yeah, and by the time this goes live, which is just be a couple of weeks after we record, by the end of January, 90% of the people that had something that they really wanted for themselves have already thrown in the towel. Speak to that for a moment, would you? Because, yeah, I mean, you got 11 months left. At the point of this podcast being released, you got 11 months left in this year. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do with 11 months and all that New Year's magic and hope, you know, kind of has subsided by now? What realistic lifestyle have you drawn up for yourself? What are your what's your goal? What's your plan? What are your action steps? How clear? How specific have you gotten with how you're going to get there, right? Talk about that just a bit.
Absolutely. So, easy way to break this down. Number one is it all goes back to what I was saying about vision. Having a clear MVP, that is your mission, vision, purpose, getting super dialed in on what that is for you. Because once you know that, and then you do connect it to a purpose, like, you won't need motivation. You'll have the desire to do the things that you need to do, that you'll muster up the need to do it. Versus you just think about a goal or an outcome that's not deeply rooted to a purpose, like, you will settle on being tired. You will settle on being busy. You won't go out of your way to do that stuff, right? So that's that. You got to start there first. Now, once you've established that, and it's interesting, I love it when guys in the Forged Father, they get in, they get 3, 4, 6 months into the process, and they start to see all these changes, and then it clicks, and they finally get it. And I'll talk about it, but they have to be the one that finally gets it. And it is the fact that it's a process or more importantly, an actual lifestyle. And so I feel like once you create a vision and a purpose and you know what the mission is, forget about the timeline. Throw the timeline out. It's not 6 weeks. It's not 6 months. It's not a year. Forget about it, because you got to ascend and become a completely different person. And so once you obtain the results, once you obtain the goals that you've set for yourself, and yeah, it's important to set dates, because when there's a deadline, you create urgency. There's more accountability there. So there's more follow through. And so, yeah, it's important to set dates. But even when you get to that date, guess what? You still got to rinse and repeat and do the work the next day. So you got to forget about that. So forget about the timeline and just focus in on the process. Focus in on the daily work, which is the mission. Every day that you wake up, it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. There's work to be done today. When there's breath, when there's air in your lungs and you're still breathing and you got life, you still got work to do. That's the gift that we've been given by the Creator, that we have another day to do work. And it's not that we have to do work. It's we get to do work. Cherish it. Cherish it. And so going into, you know, the new year, it's just another day. Sure, set some goals for yourself. Create that excitement. You know, guys sign up for events, and, you know, that's something that I do, is I look at the year ahead, and we got a big event in June. You know, guys are going to be running their first Spartan race. We got guys that are going to run their 20th Spartan race, right? It's creating something of excitement to push towards. But guess what? Once we run those races, it's on to the next peak. It's on to the next thing. Or if there's nothing, it's on to the next day and doing the work.
That's right.
So
I love that, because that perfectly falls in line with something that I say. It's kind of our mantra or motto on the podcast, that, you know, the name of the show is Strong by Design, and we say you are strong by design, right? And it's a twofold meaning, that we are created strong by design. We are designed to be strong human beings. But then it's not just that's where it ends. It's every single day that we wake up, that we have air in our lungs, that we put 2 feet on the ground. It's what are the choices that we're making, the decisions that we're making, and the actions that we're taking that are keep maintaining that strength or giving us that strength. And right, so we create our own, we're designing our own life, and we have to live that out on a regular daily basis. And it's such an important thing that we have this opportunity to live our life. It is a gift.
Right.
And gosh, if more people just looked at every day as a gift and an opportunity to do something great with their life.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The opportunity that we have every single day, it's just amazing. And it's really a gift, because it's like they say, a sick man only desires one thing in that moment, and that is to not be sick. So, you know, take that for what it is. Don't waste time. Don't waste time, because you never get it back.
That's right, man. Hey, before I want to drive some of our listeners to some of your platforms, best places where they can consume more of your great content that's out there in the world. I have 5 rapid fire questions I want to throw at you. It's kind of fun. It's things you don't have to think long and hard about, but that'll probably have quick answers for. Number one, your favorite movie all time.
Favorite movie all time has got to be Commando.
Oh, wow. It goes with an Arnie movie. I love it.
One of the early inspirations on that's how I want to look.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, growing up as a kid, and I remember, dude, that was the thing. Commando, Jenny, or Predator.
Get to the chopper, Jenny. Run, yes. Run, Jenny.
Go now.
Go now. Oh, that's great. Love that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Number two, what's your favorite book? And it could be about anything, but what's your favorite book all time?
I'd have to say it's got to be Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, Napoleon Hill is amazing.
That or Think and Grow Rich. And
well, yeah, there you go. That's
my business partner, who originally started the gym with me. Since then we've split, and he lives back in Wyoming. But my man Joe Cheesick, best man at my wedding. We met when I first came on as a trainer, my first job, and man, we instantly connected. We were like long lost brothers. And I remember he had introduced that book to me, and that book literally changed my life.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome, dude. Yeah. I love Napoleon Hill. Gosh, just such a brilliant guy. And for everybody, people listening aren't familiar with Napoleon Hill, please look him up. Anything that he's written is worth reading.
You know what's interesting is when you dig into those old books like Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
A lot of the newer stuff that you start to dig into, it's like
it's all the same.
It's just spinning off, and this is how I used it in my life, you know. So it's real interesting.
No doubt.
It's all like about foundation. The implementation of what you learn, and right. Through that you're creating, you know, new paths.
Funny question. In today's day and age, I want to hear it from a real man. Can a man have a baby?
Can a man have a baby? Well, I don't think we're designed to have babies. We're men.
There you go. Straight up. That's the answer I thought you would give.
Mm-hmm. You know, just bring that up. Interesting conversations that you never thought you would ever have.
No.
That right there. I just got to bring this up over Christmas. I had never heard about this. And my wife and I now joke about it because our 4-year-old, she has the biggest imagination out of all of our daughters. So I have 4 daughters, and Axton, she inspires me, like makes me think back to when I was that young and the imagination that I had. And it's funny because she'll turn into a lion. She'll turn into, you know, whatever animal it is today. But she literally is like running around on the ground. Like legit, like wow, that she's running around like a legit lion right now. But you know, they brought, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but you bring that up, can a man have a baby? Have you heard of these people who legitimately think they are animals?
Yes, they're furries. Called furries. I've heard of them. Yeah. I hadn't heard of them until like a year or two ago, and somebody told me, and I
there is a school. So this got brought up over Christmas. My sister was telling me about this, and she's like, yeah, there's kids that are allowed to be furries. And so they actually pee. They pee. They'll just pee, lift their leg up and pee. I'm like, I don't know what the world's coming to.
No. So it's the fact that it's catered to or welcomed or okayed or approved is really the adults involved are really where we're failing.
It's a real, like, comic movie that's being played out. I don't know if it's really real or what. So
that's right.
Either way,
feels like a hoax. Well, thank you for sharing that. It's crazy. Okay, two more serious ones. The most impressive transformation you've ever seen in your coaching career with clients. Is there one that comes to mind? Somebody that really just really wowed you?
There's been so many. I'd have to say my client Etal, and I worked with him for about 4 years, and his transformation is absolutely ridiculous. The dude got down to like 6.7% body fat. And I say it's the biggest transformation because the number of adversities he went through when we were working together. And I'd have to say the first couple of years were just, he was interested in changing. He wasn't committed, right? And the fact that he actually, so we worked together for a couple of years and then we split apart because I had that hard conversation with him. I said, look, man, we can continue to do this and you can continue to just kind of check the boxes or, you know, not. And we kind of split for a bit, and he came back, and he's like, I'm serious about it now. And a lot of times for a transformation to occur, you know, the coach wants it. You know, most coaches out there, they want it more than the client themselves, but what we got to understand is we can only control ourselves, right? And so he flipped the switch and he went through a number of adversities. Number one, he was on the verge of like adrenal fatigue, like literally just drinking coffee all day. Wouldn't even have an effect on him, barely sleeping, trying to train, you know, twice a day, 6 days a week, just going crazy. And so we had to fix all that first. And it's just like, as soon as we fix that, boom, got to have a shoulder surgery, right? So we go through this shoulder surgery. We keep him on track. He had a number of family stuff go on, which, you know, adversity as well. But he just put his head down and he just kept going. Trust the process. Let's keep showing up. Let's keep showing up. And I was completely honest with him the whole time. I was like, dude, we're not going to get shredded in 12 weeks. This is going to take 12 months possibly. And he was committed to the process. And yeah, his before and after is just ridiculous. But the biggest transformation, because he still walks around 8%. Like I was just talking to him the other day, 8% lean. And he loves the lifestyle. And that's the thing. It's a lifestyle for him. Because I remember when we were first getting into it and we were really starting to crank things up a little bit on the nutrition side. And it's like, no, you can't have that during the week. Like, in his business, he's a financial advisor. He runs a company. And so he goes to a lot of happy hours and stuff like that. And he didn't know if he could give those up. But he figured out a way to give them up. And now he doesn't even... It's not even a thing. That's not who he is anymore. And so being able to see that identity shift, and there's been a number of guys that I could have brought up, guys that have lost over 100 pounds, right? But it's that identity shift. Like when they hit that point and it's just like, boom, I can tell that that switch got flipped.
Yeah,
and it's an amazing
thing. That's his default now. That mm-hmm. his new yep. default yep. is that new him, that new lifestyle, that new version. That's what's so important, to be able to have that breakthrough and get to that point. So it doesn't feel like you're on a diet anymore. Yep. It's no. just how you live.
That's how he lives.
Yeah.
And that's how I'd always tell him. I'm like, standards for me, like Monday through Friday, I'm not a robot. I'm not just eating bland chicken and broccoli forever. Like I eat amazing food. Like all my meals, I can't wait to have them. They're so tasty. But standards for me, Monday through Friday, I don't eat any sugar. I don't eat any processed crap. I stick to my thing. And then Saturday, Sunday, I'll open up a little bit. Well, like my wife and I, we went to our 10-year anniversary dinner the other night. I got everything. I wasn't holding back. It's, you know, but you got to have standards that you uphold. If you want to earn that easy, that's what we talk about, is like earn your easy. If you want to have that ice cream and whatnot during the week, well, you better be dialed in the rest of the week if these are the results that you want to achieve.
That's right.
Right?
That's awesome. Love it. Last one, your favorite moment as a father. I know that's going to be real hard, but well, maybe just something that's special.
I think it all comes back to the first... the first second that our first daughter was born, when I first became a father, because that's when life really changed. And you can talk about becoming a father, but until you actually do, there's nothing like it, man. So it's been an amazing ride. She's 8 years old now. So,
and you've been blessed with four of them. Look at that.
And you know what's cool about that is, all of them are so different. They're so different. Their personalities are starting to, you know, develop. And Minnie's the oldest one, and she's like the most delicate and precious. And, you know, she's soft. She's kind of the softy, very, very girly, lots of princess stuff. And then our next one, Lennon, she's six. She's kind of the rough and tough. She's got the girly side to her, but, you know, we can see her probably getting involved in sports a little bit heavier than our oldest. And then we got Axon, which is kind of a mix of all of them. She's like the most just out there, crazy. And then our youngest is, she's starting to develop a little bit of a personality too. So she's a little sassy one. So,
man, so I couldn't imagine. I have two. I have one of each, a boy and a girl, but four daughters, man. God bless you. Look at that.
Yep. More reason to, you know, we joke, You know, the reason I'm staying in such good shape is I gotta be intimidating. I gotta, you know, put that message out there that you ain't gonna mess with them, because if you do, you know, it's coming down on them. But being a, you know, father of four daughters, it's my duty to show them what type of man they need to go find. So with how I treat my wife, and, you know, we oftentimes joke, because we'll hug and kiss, and they're always like, ew, gross. It's like, you know, but that's how it should be. You know, we're not like all over each other all the time groping, but we show each other love, you know. So just being that example for what my daughters deserve.
That's right.
Really what it is.
That's awesome. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you for that, for getting a little bit personal and stuff. For our listeners, and I know there's several of them right now that want to consume some of your stuff, maybe get in touch with you, reach out to you for coaching. They're ready for a transformation. They're ready to really get coached up and have that, like a one-on-one with somebody that's really knows their stuff, can really make a difference for them. Where are some of the best places that they can go?
Best place to start, I would recommend, you know, getting to know me a little bit more beyond just this podcast. Go to my Instagram. I'm posting a lot of content there. It's just at the Forge Father. Any relevant information, you'll find it there. And then, yeah, if you are looking to apply or whatnot, you just go to theforgefather.com/apply. And the way we work with all our clients is we want to get to know the individual that we might possibly work with. So there is a process that we go through. We want to make sure that it fits and it's in alignment on both sides, right? So we go through that. But outside of that, I mean, there's a lot of other resources that I have. So just reach out through Instagram or Facebook or however you choose.
That's great. Yeah, instant credibility. I encourage you at the Forge Father on Instagram. Go check out Travis. You can see him do all these amazing workouts. He does stuff, you know, hey, I got 10 minutes today, so I did this freaking kettlebell routine, you know, and I crushed it, and I got it done. And that's really what it's all about. No excuses. And you got to work hard if you want to stay in great shape and look a certain way. But there are methods and strategies and things that elude people for a very long time. And there's a lot of confusion and frustration from people out there. But this is a guy who really knows his stuff and has been in the game for many years. And his just great, great stuff. So I can't say that enough. Go there and learn more about Travis. Travis, an amazing opportunity to have you on the show. Thank you for all of your insights, your wisdom, and just being a strong man.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on and helping me share the message, man. If anybody took anything away from it, is just create that man that you want to be inside of your head, and then live in alignment with that man that you create.
Yeah, no doubt. You are strong by design, made in God's image, to have a strong body, mind, and spirit. Just like the picture over my head says, just like my shirt says, I'm really repping the show here today. But really appreciate you listeners for finding our show. If you're new, for coming back, if you're a return listener, thank you so much. It means so much to us. If you could hit that 5-star or leave us a review, whatever platform, that also means a lot, because that's where we can, be found, and other people can learn about our show and come to our show this year. And we just are so encouraged, and we can't wait for a lot more terrific conversations like this in 2023, no doubt. And we will talk with you next week on Wednesday when a new episode drops. God bless you. Talk soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe so that more people can find out about our show. Plus, you don't want to miss any future episodes with the amazing guests and topics we have lined up for you.